AutoLine Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone, your journey, our passion. And by Dow Automotive Systems, improving durability and increasing design flexibility with Betamate structural adhesives at DowBetamate.com.
Diesel pickups are selling better than expected. Formula One's youngest driver ever, and how the UAW wants to get in the door at Mercedes-Benz. But now let's get to the news, because last week we reported that Chrysler is boosting production of the Ram 1500 to keep up with demand. And now we're also learning that they will include more diesels. The company says the diesel version of the 1500 is such a hit with consumers that it will boost its diesel production mix to 20% of Ram's total production. That's right, one out of every five Ram 1500s that's built will now be equipped with a diesel. And by my back-of-the-envelope calculation, that will bring in more than $200 million in extra revenue for that truck. Say, do you remember what you were doing at age 17? I do, and it was nothing like what 17-year-old Max Verstappen is about to do this Friday. He will become the youngest driver ever to take part in a Formula One race when he hops into the cockpit for Toro Rosso at the Japanese Grand Prix. Some of you may remember that Max's father, Jos Verstappen, used to race in Formula One for Benetton. But his son Max is more than 2 years younger than the current title holder for youngest F1 driver ever, Sebastian Vettel. The UAW is really starting to work with its union counterparts in Germany to gain representation at German-owned factories in America. The UAW has worked very closely with Volkswagen's labor representatives, and now it's doing the same thing with Daimler. The head of labor on Daimler's board of supervisors, Michael Brecht, says he wants UAW representation at the company's Mercedes plant in Alabama. CEO Dieter Zetsche says it's up to employees if they want to join a union, but of course, legally, he's not allowed to say anything else. Clearly, Mercedes does not want the union in that plant, or it would have happened years ago when it was Daimler Chrysler. And that's when the UAW was actually on the board of directors. Nissan just announced the price of its NV200 commercial van. When you include the destination charges, the base price is just under $22,000. And that puts it $1,370 cheaper than the Chevrolet City Express, which, of course, is just a version of the Nissan van with a different badge on the nose and a non-star button on the rearview mirror. So does the cheaper price mean that Nissan will outsell Chevy? Probably not. Chevrolet has about 3,000 dealerships in the U.S. market versus about 1,000 for Nissan. And that kind of reach will definitely give Chevy an advantage. Last week, we asked you to come up with clever names for paint jobs on cars, all inspired by this OPI nail lacquer pack that Ford put out in commemoration of the new Mustang. And we got some pretty clever names. C-Tech came up with a bunch of them, but I really liked Super Trooper Black and Blue, which he said should go on the Ford Crown Victoria. Sam submitted this one for the second generation Cadillac CTS-V, a black diamond tricoat called Midnight Diamonds. I like that. Rolling Art DXB came up with the idea of a red nail polish called Montezemolo's Blood by Marchione. Oh, you wicked people! But I had to pick one, and I chose a blue color that Drew came up with called She's the Boss. And of course, that's in recognition of all those great boss models, even though, as he points out, no boss Mustang should ever be called a chick car. Hey, Drew, get us your address, and we'll send you this nail lacquer kit that Ford gave us as part of its introduction for the new Mustang. And then coming up next, it's time for You Said It.
Dow Automotive Systems, driving solutions in automotive, commercial transportation, and aftermarket with innovative products like Betamate structural adhesives. Lighter, stronger, safer. DowBetamate.com.
And now it's time for some of your feedback. Wael Al-Rihawi saw our AutoLine After Hours about the story of how the small block Chevy was developed, and he wants to know, what's going to happen to the small block Chevy? Are we going to see the discontinuation of such a legacy? Are we going to see GM taking the same road as Ford? Well, I think we'll be deep into this century before GM ever gives up on the small block. And I don't see GM going as heavily into turbochargers as Ford has. GM's small block V8 probably costs around $1,000 less to manufacture than Ford's 3.5-liter EcoBoost. Two Chris, Two Cross has an opinion that I bet the rest of you agree with. He has this comment on Cadillac naming its upcoming full-size sedan the CT6. Cadillac, just bring back real names like Seville, Eldorado, DeVille, and Brougham. Enough with the alphabet soup. Like I said, I'll bet most of you agree with that. C-Tech has a question about hybrid cars. Has the market reached its saturation point? Perhaps continued expansion means offering a hybrid SUV at a competitive price. I think you're onto something there. The hybrid segment in the U.S. market is shrinking. That segment needs more models and a greater variety if it's to get back to growing again. XA351GT says, those 3D printers are awesome. I wish I was smart enough to use one. The possibilities are endless. It would be great for my 118th model making. Now, if they were cheap enough and I was smart enough, I'd be in business. XA, these things are actually pretty easy to use. And you can get simple 3D printers for as little as $600, depending on what you want to make. I've seen grade school kids using them, so don't be scared off. Dan878 wants to know, isn't the new Jetta diesel now getting the same MPG as the Chevy Cruze diesel? That's a pretty good question. And it turns out that the Jetta gets better fuel economy in the city, while the Cruze gets better fuel economy on the highway. But the combined number is definitely in VW's favor. The Jetta diesel is rated at 36 miles per gallon combined, while the Cruze is rated at 33. And that wraps up today's show. Don't forget to tune in Thursday when we'll be posting new car unveils from the Paris Auto Show. If you want to subscribe to our daily newsletter, you will not miss one of them. You can sign up for free and keep up to speed with the latest new cars coming out at the Paris Show. But anyway, that does wrap up today's report. Thanks for watching. We'll see you tomorrow.